Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're back in the studio here, and I have members from the band Poisonous Members here in the studio with me. And let me see. Well, I'm going to play their song, Mad Mark Rude. And for those of you who don't know him, you missed a really great guy. He was running around Hollywood, well, and helped the punk scene quite a bit in San Diego. He was a fantastic artist. And Poisonous Members did a tribute song to him, and here it is. And we're waiting for Dave Anger to join us in the studio. Here with Dave Anger and Lance from Poisonous Members. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Just fine.
Nice to meet you, Candace.
Yes, nice to meet you, Lance. And Lance is the lead singer for Poisonous Members. And we have Dave Anger here as well.
Heidi-ho, heidi-ho.
Yes. And what is it you would like our listeners out there to know about Poisonous Members? I gave you a shout-out for your show coming up November 2nd at the Corbin Bowl on Ventura Boulevard in Tarzana. And, you know, it's a free show, and there's a lot of good bands playing, Order Disorder and Symbol 6, Dr. Savage and the Shrunken Heads, and, of course, Poisonous Members. So what do you guys want everybody to know about your band?
Well, this show is going to be a family show, so bring your grandkids to hear all the old classics.
Okay. Sounds
we're
like
fun.
We're
just an upcoming band. We're a lot of old members from old Hollywood bands, different bands. Me, of course, I used to be in Crankshaft, which was Mystic Records, old-timers. And one of our other members was from an old Hollywood band called Mad Society. And then the other member is from, the drummer's from another band. This is Lance's first band, and I think he's doing fantastic as a first-time vocalist.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Dave. Well, it's a lot of fun, that's for sure. So.
And we're happy that you really like our stuff, and hopefully you wish to become part of the Mystic family as well. And we hope the listeners enjoy what they heard.
Yes, and yeah, Mark Reed was such a great guy. I mean, he did several album covers for Mystic Records. It came from Slimy Valley and
correct
and Battalion of Saints, and you know, he was just a super nice guy. I remember when he was bouncing at the Club Lingerie, and every time I went to go see one of my favorite bands there, he'd go on in. He never charged me, you know. It's like, oh, I get the red carpet treatment, you know, and backstage pass, you know, and everything. So, yeah, Mark really treated me well. He was a nice guy and such a talented artist. And it's wonderful that you did a song.
The particular was written by Steve and Louis Metz from Mad Society.
From where?
Steve wanted Mad Mark Rude to not be forgotten, he had told me.
Right.
So he and his brother wrote this song together.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, he was a good guy. I remember him from back in the day. He used to be part of the Water Buffaloes, which was an old little local organization that they had out there in Hollywood with a lot of the local bands and a lot of the local yokels from the scene back in the day.
Yes, and we used to go to the 01 Club after we were all done at work at 2 o'clock in the morning, because the Zero would open at 2. And the picture from the San Diego Reader of Mark sitting on the couch there smoking a cigarette, that picture was actually from the Rolling Stone Rock and Roll magazine. This picture was in color. I actually have the article because they mentioned me in it too, because I was there when they were interviewing him at the cafe, and then El Duce runs after me, and they mention El Duce too, chasing after this blonde-headed girl. It's like, oh, man, that's me. They refer to me as the one with the wild mane of hair that looks like the cowardly lion in the Land of Oz. I never knew if that was good or not.
Probably good.
Sure, everybody loved the Wizard of Oz.
But, you know, at least I got a write-up in the Rolling Stone. And with Mark Rude, I mean, how cool is that, right?
Very.
Yeah, it's unfortunate his passing. You know, he was a fun guy. I hung out with him a few times, like I said, from back in the day, because I was in another band at the time that was associated with all the guys that hung out back then, and I had met him through mutual friends, Nicky B being the drummer for the L.A. Guns at the time, which was Mark Rude was hanging out with us at Nicky B's studio when I was in another band called Live Nude back in 85 through 87.
Right.
So I had met him back then, and then, you know, life goes on. I left. I took care of some other things in my life, so I pretty much lost contact with all them. And then when I got hold of some mutual friends some years back, I got the news that poor Mark had passed.
Yeah, it was quite a shock.
Well, he left behind some very nice art, that's for sure.
So
how's everything going up there, Candace?
Oh, well, everything's fine. How long has Poisonous Members been together? How did you guys form? You know, all the good things that people want to know about you guys.
Well, I mean, honestly, it started out as a Mad Society reunion, band with Steve and Louis Metz. And then at some point, because of life pressures, Steve had to bow out, and we renamed the band, and Steve recommended me to take over singing, and Dave came in and on guitar, and
back in
we
June,
renamed
I've only
the
been
band.
With the band for, yeah, I've only been with the band 4.5 months.
Nice.
So, all together, it's, you know, so, like Mad Mark Rude has been being practiced at least for about 2 years. And but as Poisonous Members, it's more recent development.
Yeah, their prior guitar player had left back in June, and I was throwing a show on with Live Nude doing a reunion, and they asked me to join, so I did, and I liked the tune, so I decided to stay with the band.
Sweet.
On a permanent basis.
And we're
nice.
Really lucky to have Dave, because not only his experience and contacts and him being such a nice guy, but he gives the band a real edge, more of an edge than we had earlier. And he's got us in a very good studio recording, and so we're going to be doing more of that. And, that's the track Dave's put us on, so we're really lucky to have him.
Nice, nice. And Dave, you're very talented. I love all of your music.
Thank you. Thank you. We
been
try.
A fan for a long time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I've always been a fan of Mystic. Love Mystic Studios. Love all the bands. That's a lot of my favorite bands. I grew up listening to a lot of them. My friends, The Grim, Rigor Mortis, Hollywood, Aggression, Circle One. All those guys. Love all those guys.
Bad Religion. All right,
they did something with you guys? I never knew they did anything with you guys. Did they? Did they?
Oh,
ever
yeah. Yeah, they did. And oh my gosh, I mean, we could go on for the rest of the afternoon, bringing up all 500 bands that recorded at Mystic.
Oh wow.
Screaming
hey,
well, a lot of
fetus.
Punk rock would not be alive, yeah, without you guys. You guys really, really made the LA punk scene and kept punk rock alive to this day because of all
thank
the legendary
you.
Bands and music that, and albums that you guys put out. Compilations were always great. I loved your compilations because you always got a taste of so many different bands and so many things that were going on, and it was good because a lot of the bands, you know, back in the day, they'd last maybe 6 months to a year and be gone, but at least they had that one good track
yeah.
put on with you guys, and you can always hear them after that band had been gone if they decided not to stay for whatever personal matters, which it usually is. Most band members are little
right.
whiny crybabies. But it just is true. Oh, yeah, you got it. Boo-hoo-hoo. Don't forget, people. Boo-hoo-hoo. Crankshaft. Hardcore 84 is one of Mystic's new songs, and it's about people
oh.
just like that. Wham, wham, wham.
Right? I love that song. But, you know, it hasn't always been easy, you know, keeping things going. I mean, there's just... especially with the fires and the power outages. I mean, I'm so backed up on things. We want to reintroduce the 40 Bands LP. Vinyl has finally taken a surge forward, and I want to do a new 40 Bands LP with 20 bands on each side, 1 minute songs. Mad Society was on one of the first ones, you know. We
wow.
want to do it again. We invite Poisonous members to submit a 1 minute song, you know. And
I believe we have one, actually.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah, we can get that to you anytime. Because I remember you did
there
that
you
with
go.
Party Animal 4 when Philco was with you guys, and he had Crankshaft come on, and we did Crank Rock on that. And that was 58
nice.
Seconds.
Nice, nice. And, you know, Philip is still with us, even though he works for major studios and does a lot of really good
does
paying
he? Good
jobs.
For him.
He still
he was a great
does,
guy.
Yeah, he is. He still does things for Mystic, and I sent him some music this morning to help remix for us. So, you know, we're still plodding on you know, getting together a new studio down in San Diego. We're putting together a portable studio so that we can pick it up and bring it to you guys' shows and do some live recordings. And I want to learn what the master has. Come on, he's 91 years old, and he's really got the knowledge of recording, you know. And we've set up a studio up here in Northern California. We're in the process of setting it up. It's like a block off the freeway, and it's an old wooden garage that was from like the 1930s, where it actually has the old gas pumps with the you
ooh,
can
nice.
See glass on the top of the pump. You know, they had to have them removed, but then they still kept the tanks, you know. So it's like a really cool old building, and it's wood. And that's what Doug Moody said, you got to have wood. Nothing records like wood. So, you know, we're putting that together, and then we'll have the ranch to come out and do the actual live filming of the videos. And then we can put the music to the videos, because I'll shoot in like 3 or 4 different angles and get a lot of good still photos in there too. And then
awesome.
We'll get you guys out there and known.
Beautiful. Hey, quick question. How are you doing with the fires? I knew that I was concerned with your situation, and I knew that, unfortunately, you were sitting in the dark the other night, as you told me. Is everything getting better for you?
Yes, yes. The power came back on, and I'm able
beautiful.
To live back in the 21st century now instead of the 1800s. It was crazy. That's cooking awesome. On a wood stove, and at least I had some solar lights to use and things like that. And I just bought a solar generator to use with our portable recording set. So I was actually pretty well set for that, but it hadn't been used too many times, so the power went out really quick, and then I had to put it in my car and drive my car 60 miles to recharge it. And then I couldn't find an open gas station, so it's like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, there was like 2 million people without power up here, but, you know, they make it more of a fire hazard because you don't have any way to keep your fields. It's farm rural area up here. And you have no way to keep your fields moist and watered, you know, without the electricity to pump the water out of the wells. So, you know, they're creating more of a hazard, and it's just so stupid for us to be bowing to these false gods.
False gods. Hey, that's a song by Men in Black, who is also a mystic.
I know. And yes.
Those guys are great.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I said that false gods thing, because it reminded me of your song, even though it has a different connotation, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just teasing. But, hey, guys, I've got an emergency. I have to get off, unfortunately. Lance will stay here and obviously embarrass me in one way or another. So, no, I'm just kidding. But I hope everybody enjoys the song. Please, if you're an L.A. Local, we're playing at the Corbin Bowl tomorrow night, Saturday night, I should say, in Tarzana. Come bowl a couple lanes, have some hot dogs, have some beer. Like I said, bring the kids and the grandkids. It should be an awesome night. Candace, I love you.
All right.
I hate to do this. I've got an emergency phone call that I must accept right
That's
now.
That's okay. Thank you for coming
in. You guys have a great day,
in.
And thank you always.
All right.
Bye, Dave.
See you,
Take
Dave.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Crazy. Here's one for him. This is a song called Crazy from Dave Anger. Here in the studio with Lance of Poison Members, and you're on Mystic Records Radio.
That's a great song. You know, Dave, as he's been going in and re-recording all the Crankshaft songs, I'm sure you already know, but maybe some others don't, but doing vocals, bass, and guitar, and he's got a friend on drums. I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but he's doing all that himself. So,
I know, it's wonderful.
And he's been working his way back. He had a neck injury in a car crash decades ago, which ended up, paralyzing his hands.
Oh, I know. He wasn't even supposed to walk, and now he's
right.
up and kicking
and,
butt
you know,
again.
He could just, I mean, The guy's tough. He was just playing short little sections of each song and recording it and then working it all together. But now he can play whole songs. He just practices and practices and pushes and works at it, and he's brought himself back from, you know, being hospitalized to being able to play music. So.
And that's what it takes. That's what it takes, because a lot of people give up, and they just lay in bed and vegetate, and then, you know, it's just all downhill from there. So, yeah, I really admire Dave and what he's accomplished.
It's really something. And he never talks about it, really, but the songs you hear of his with Crankshaft, small sections of the song work together because his fingers stop working on his left hand. And he's worked it back to where he can play live and play through an entire song. And I think it's just going to get better from here, you know.
Oh, of course. And it's amazing that he survived such a heavy crash, you know.
Well, yeah, apparently at the time they didn't know the nature of his injury, and then later, I guess bone growth, calcium growth started pinching nerves in his neck, and it just slowly progressed about 4 or 5 years ago, and until, you know, he was confined to a chair and then eventually hospitalized, and they did surgery, and he came out with, you know, almost no function in his hands and feet, and he has worked it back. So I remember the first time
Fantastic.
I met him at Cafe Nella. They have that big ramp going down to the back of the building, and he had, first year I met him, he had to hang on to that handrail to get up the ramp, and then this year before they closed, you know, he's just able to walk up on his own,
sure,
with no help. So it's quite an accomplishment, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right, yes. And, you know, Cafe Nella was started by an old friend of mine, Dave Travis. And
love Dave.
He's played with a lot of good bands, including Saccharine Trust and, of course, his Carnage Asada, fun band. I got to hit him up and see what he's going to do next. He needs to open up another club. You guys need another club down there.
Oh, it's so true. In my opinion, I know everybody's got opinions, but I mean, that's like Cafe Nella or Nella was like the best club I've ever been in. He just left.
He knew
this
what everybody
ramshackle
wanted.
Building. Yeah, it felt like your living room. It did not feel. It's a totally different experience than going to, you know, super established clubs like Whiskey or Viper Room or the Observatory or something.
Right. Well, that's because Dave's a down-to-earth guy, you know, and he's been involved with punk rock from pretty much the beginning, like, you know, some of us. You know, I mean, I got started a little bit late in 82, but, you know, that's early by some standards.
Well, it is fairly early. I was lucky. I went to school, high school, with Marlon Whitfield, and he started dressing strangely at school, and one day I asked him, what's with this look going on here? And he told me about punk rock, which I had never heard of. This is late 78, and he told me to listen, of course, like so many, to Rodney on the Rocks. And I heard
right.
Black Flag's Nervous Breakdown, and I was immediately converted. And
I
we started
that
going.
Album.
Yeah, right. We started going to the Fleetwood in Redondo, which I think is a slightly forgotten club. I think it's an important club. I think you know, large part of Decline was filmed there. The Germs breakup gig was there. Things like that. I think Vicious Circle's first gig was there. Things like that, at any rate. So we started going there, and at that time, punk rock was completely secret, totally, truly underground. And you would walk into these clubs like the Starwood or the Fleetwood, and you were literally in a different world. Different rules prevailed, different you know, behaviors were going on, certainly different music and clothing and hairstyles and things. And everything was off the hook. You just do whatever you wanted. And
right,
it was
right.
kind of liberating and exhilarating and a little dangerous and a lot of fun. So.
Right. I think I seen Marlon Whitfield down there with Joe Biza when the Cobra Side was having their grand opening down there in Glendale.
Oh, really?
Punk distribution center. They're open like once a month on San Fernando Road in Glendale.
Nice.
That was quite a few
years
ago.
Yeah, Marlon's a great guy.
Quite a long time ago, back in 2011 or 12, something like that.
Yeah, Marlon's a real nice guy, and I'm very grateful to him for showing me punk rock at a time when it was hard to find. You know, there was no such thing as the internet, and something like MTV hadn't come along yet or anything. You just word of mouth, you know.
I loved MTV, and it's gotten so far away from music videos. I mean, look at how many bands we were introduced to, and like, Red Hot Chili
right.
Peppers, you know, and I mean, I first started noticing them from MTV, and it's like they wanted to play the Cathay de Grand. It's like, yeah, you guys can play. Of course
yeah,
you
right?
can. Right?
Yeah. They came up about
Hillel
84, right?
Yeah.
Part, who was with them?
Hillel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
another sad story, much like Mark Rood's.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, those things happen, and you know, they went on to do really good things. And John Frusciante was a good replacement, you know.
Oh,
his,
very, right.
Yeah. with his talent, you know, so... You know, I mean, we used to do videos and interviews down there at the cafe, and Lewis did a really good one with the Chili Peppers downstairs in the basement. It was fun. And,
That must have been amazing.
The first time I went there, my friend was introducing me to Axine and. Billy Zoom and John Doe and she was friends with them and Mike Ness was there with and Bad Religion played and there were so many good bands that night. It's like I fell in love with the place, and a year later I started booking shows there, so it was a different style. I mean, I'm a musician too, a trained musician, and I studied classical music and played organ, piano from the time
nice.
I was a little kid. And when I found punk rock, it's like, yes, something that has more of a beat. I like these 16th notes, you know?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So,
definitely.
You know. So we're down to our last few seconds of the show. And I would like to thank you, Lance, for joining in with Dave Anger and me on Mystic Records
Radio.
Oh,
my pleasure. Thank you, and very nice meeting you.
Very nice meeting you, too. And I've got one of those 57-second songs from 40 bands, Party or Go Home. Halloween.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.